I'm sitting up here. I feel pretty good today. After that picture, you know. We came right back here to Corona. You know? Oh, well, I got to tell you the beginning of it. I mean, after all, we came from Europe. See? And without a let up, you know, we came from Europe. So we arrived December the 31st. And January the 1st, I was on Ed Sullivan's program, which is called The Toast of the Town. Well, of course, just to take a bow, which was great. Yeah, get a chance to let all the cast know that I was back and had a good rest that day and everything. But dig this now. So we're sitting behind all the big wigs, Ellen Hayes and a lot of the big actors, and they waving, you know, and how was the tour? And I said, wee wee. And they say, hey, I think you didn't remember no language but French. Crazy cats, and we mug and everything. And then and Joe Glazer, quite nicely, he had three tickets, see? He had a ticket for himself, ticket for Lucille and myself. So, in the meantime, June Clark had called down to the theater and said, be down, because he heard that we was going to be on the program or something like that. So, quite naturally, he's backstage, and everybody's set to go on, and they got scenes to be moved and everything. So, to keep him from being embarrassed, he ain't thinking about nobody but seeing us, see? So, I figured Mr. Glazer and Ed Sullivan, good buddies, and he's all over the joint anyway, you know, all over the theater. So, I said, listen, Mr. Glazer, you give June Clark your ticket. See? Because you're all over the place. Let him sit there. And that, and he said, okay. And it was nice. And June, all the cats saw him. And Mr. Glazer, afterward, I went over to the apartment, you know, and he lives in his penthouse there up there with all over everybody and gang a lot of thoroughbred dogs. And they even gave Lucille a Pomeranian that night, you know. A small Pomeranian, the smallest in the world. And he gave me a whole lot of fancy ties, you know, because a lot of people give him presents and they're very good, you know, but he don't think he should wear all that loud stuff. And he know that I'm crazy enough. He thinks I'm crazy, you know. Like I gave him a certificate, I guess, that you go from a psychiatrist. Now, ask me to spell it now. And where he then give me this Rorschach test, which is, he show you a lot of blotches and things and ask you what that remind you of. And you tell him, you know, I visualize what it looked like to me and thing. And hit it right on the nose, see? So I get a letter. Okay, and you're perfectly sane, and love your music. I'm one of your fans, and thank God you're not, off the beat, up a notch. You dig? So I say, oh, goody. And so I rushed on up to the office to show the joke list. I say, dig this, Daddy. See the psychiatrist, Daddy. I'm pretty sane there. Dig that? Ain't that beautiful? You know, waiting for the answer from him, you know. So finally he read it, toned down carefully and handed it to me slowly and looked up and said, you nuts. To the damn shame. Joe Grace is the best man. I'm telling you, if you see that stuff, it's taking the flow about that vest with the lace on. I said, listen, Mr. Glazer. For three generations, I was right with the kiddies, the teenagers, you know. They got in there. So I can't let them down now, you know. Young man, in the mind and mind too. Oh, he thinks so. Well, he gets his kicks out of that. He even telling all the big writers that that's his conversation now. Why, Louis Armstrong gone, Liberace. That's your boy, Madeline. Oh, Panassi. What did he tell you, Panassi? About a businessman? You know, I told him that we was to get in Paris in 3 weeks or so, and he thought that was great, you know. Yeah, I said, we lived the life of Raleigh, but after 3 weeks, Raleigh came home. He did crazy.